once was a man who had two sons, and the younger one said to his father, "Give me what is mine and cut me from the vine. I made it to the city, it's my time." But money has a funny way of running low, and all you know is now we'll take it. Once was a man who had two sons, and the older one said to his father, "Why for a beast do you leave a feast, a robe, a ring, and red wine?" Love has a funny way of running out to meet the lost, taking you into your life again. In a miles and miles from home. In a miles and a miles from home. In a miles and a miles from home. In a miles and a miles from home. And a miles and a miles from home. There once was a man who had two sons, and the younger one said to his father.
Beth Whitney performing for a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF from her new album, Into the Ground, Two Sons. Beth joining us from the wilds of Washington State, the Pacific Northwest, to talk about the album. Beth, that song, Two Sons, an interesting retelling of the prodigal son. Tell us about that song.
I think I was reading the story, actually, and just sort of heard a melody and a cadence to it. So that, like, you'll find that the first two lines are really pretty straight, just straight from the story. It shook me this time just because of this idea of home and wanting to be somewhere where you're totally taken in. The whole of you is just taken in. And I see that in this story. So I wanted to retell it. And it's a kind of magical one to sing, because in that part where it says, "And I'm miles and miles from home," it's almost like it's one of those moments in music where I feel like, oh, here I am, like I've just been kind of floundering and wandering, and then I'm singing this line, "I'm miles and miles from home," and then things feel very clear and something feels quite true, and I can rest in that. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, an ancient story. And then the current condition of the heart colliding.
That one line, "Love has a funny way of coming out to meet the lost."
Yeah.
That's a wonderful line.
Thank you. I was trying to sort of mirror in the first verse, it says, "Money has a funny way of What does it say?
Money has a funny way of running low when all you know is now.
Yeah, it's the I wrote that one first, so that it's really fun in songwriting when the next one like sort of writes itself from the first one, and it, but the meaning is totally different all of a sudden. So it was a fun songwriting moment when that just fit.
Talking with Beth Whitney about her new album Into the Ground. Beth, your music, especially on this album, is filled with reconciliation. Am I right about that?
I think it's really cool that you hear that in there. It's not intentional, but it is part of me, I think. Just from a young age, I maybe being the fifth of six kids, I want people to get along, and I can kind of understand the dynamics in a room and how those people might be brought together. But also in college, I studied conflict resolution. I spent some time in South Africa in the post-apartheid era, just meeting with different people, talking about how to move forward and how not to move forward in this really delicate time of history, in this delicate place. And we obviously have our own very strong tensions here. And I, very much to the core of me, want to see things resolved and restored and made new, made good.
Along with reconciliation in your music, there's also a searching for home.
I keep asking, I keep wondering. It's almost like a big H, little H or something. Maybe it's that sort of that image of being taken in completely, where the whole of you is embraced. There's no like frayed edges that have to stay out of the embrace. It's just the whole thing. To me, that could be home. There are moments of compassion in my life where I felt like I was home. I remember I was sick one time at my grandparents, and my grandmother ran up when she heard I was sick. She ran upstairs and she like knelt by my where I was laying down and just looked at me with the most compassionate eyes I've ever seen. And I remember in that moment, I felt home. But I keep searching. I keep trying to figure that out, because in reality, I have a wonderful husband and two beautiful children, and all of that, of course, has its, you know, with hard work and everything, but still this like elusive idea of home and me really wanting to be there. I think maybe even partly it's being at home in your own skin, being at home in your own self. Yeah, it's something I'm trying to, that's why a lot of why I write, I think.
Well, you grew up in a home with art, right?
Yeah, art and sports. I grew up in a small farming town. There's six kids in my family. I'm the fifth of six. It was a real blast. We sang all the time. My mom had us, we watched musicals a lot, which I thought was normal. And then we would break out into song on any sort of road trip or anything. It was a blast to grow up in that kind of situation.
Well, I'm sure that you did get encouragement for your music through that. But do you find sometimes now, you think after all these years and deciding that you were going to be a musician, a songwriter, and you think, wow, this is really happening. This is what I do.
I know. Then there's days where I'm like, can I write songs? Do I write songs? You know, my dad reminded me, we were on the way to a show, and it was kind of one of my bigger, like my first sort of bigger shows where I felt like there was some pressure, like I really had to do a good job here. And on the way there, like my guts are turning and I'm just not sure I can do it. And my dad turned to me and he's like, you write songs, like you do this. You have for a long time, you've won awards. You know what you're doing. And now you just walk into it. And I try to give myself that little speech anytime I have to do anything.
Well, you certainly do write some fine songs. Let's hear another one from the new album. It's Beth Whitney, the new album, Into the Ground. We're going to hear I Go. Beth Whitney performing for us in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF. Mm-hmm.
days grown when I'm far from home. Oh, darling, I carry every song. I go where the wild things grow. I go where my heart can know. I know where to let it go. Where the wild things grow. Day blind stars awake the dawn. They are boldly shining.
You're listening to Studio A on WVTF.